Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
What would you do if you knew the world was going to end in 24 hours? So, RTE come on the television, 6-1 News, and they say, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about COVID tonight. We're not talking, it's 6 o'clock, we're not going to give you any daily numbers and case numbers and figures and deaths and all that kind of stuff about COVID, because tonight is different. Scientists in America have just spotted a meteor, and it's heading straight for Earth. That meteor will destroy the planet. It touches down in 24 hours. This will be our last news. We're all out of here. So, that is quite depressing, isn't it, Ruth? Could you imagine hearing that? Anyway, by the way, if you're listening to that, that's not real. I'm just making that up, just in case anyone thinks that was real, a real news bulletin or something like that, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, there will be no police service. There'll be no banking system. There'll be no anything anymore, because everybody's gone home. I'm the last man here in RTA. Well, me and the cameraman over there. We're heading out in a second for a pint. So, what would you do in that situation? You have 24 hours left. What would you do? 24 hours. Now, don't say to me, I'll get on the first plane to Barbados, Noel. There's nobody flying planes. The pilot has done 24 hours as well. You wouldn't get to Barbados in time anyway. You'd be wasting 12 hours of your time. So you haven't got time to organise all that. And there's going to be no planes anyway, unless it's a private plane. So you have 24 hours. What would you do? You can do anything you want, really. There'll be no laws. I'm not suggesting you go out and kill people, by the way. I don't want to hear any violence. Or I don't want to hear any but violence towards politicians either. All right, so please, no violence, right? Keep it clean. So what would you do? You can break a few laws if you like. Rob a bank or something like that. That's fine. I don't mind that. Provided no one's hurt in the process. Or be a decent criminal, you know what I mean? What would you do? 24 hours to live. The world is going to end. And what I'm going to do is give away one of Ruth's little hampers. I've got a couple of DVDs and CDs in a pack, and I'll give you a mug as well. All you got to do is let us know. Fill in the blank. If the world was going to end in 24 hours, this is what I would do, Niall. Fill it in now, the blank, and send it to 087-188-0008. Let me go to John. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing?
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Greetings.
How are you?
I'm just doing Padraig's thing there. So, John, what would you do? What would you do? I mean, John, you'd probably just go to a protest or something, would you?
I should be no point in protesting.
You just walk around with a banner saying the end is nigh.
Well, three things I would do, right? One after the other. First, they would give me handmat and the biggest kick I could up in the hole, right?
I did ask for no violence towards politicians, but a kick in the arse like Bishop What's-His-Face and Father Ted wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. That'd be all right. Second thing, there's a girl in this town, like you mentioned, she's a bit younger than me, right? But I would just love to spend my last time as a girl's... the physical
bit of intimacy, is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Provided, of course, she was in agreement.
Well, I think that we'd be heading for Armageddon. She probably might, so I'd have a good chance.
If she's desperate, she might, yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. By the way, can we ask a little bit more about this girl, okay? So does she know your feelings for her?
Oh, she does, yeah. The signals have been going out a long time.
Have you been flirting with her a bit, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I don't see her that often when I do. Like, I mean, just, you know...
Why don't you hook up, John?
I don't...
She's married. Go on.
No, she's not. But just, that's just something, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
John, you're going to start... You did this before to me. You started to upset me with a story you told about somebody you loved in the past. Are you telling me that you're afraid to proclaim your undying love for some woman out there? John.
Well, she's probably a bit younger than me, maybe, you know. Before, it wouldn't stop me, you know, but I suppose... Maybe
how much younger?
I suppose about 15 years.
Ah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And why don't you just tell her how you feel?
I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, we kind of get on great, but the fact is, and I don't want to spoil it either.
A lot of people say that.
It's hard to... And you know, it's hard to walk it out sometimes. But the
okay, so that's do, okay. So kicking me, Hal Martin, in the bum, Proclaiming your undying love for this young lady and spending some time with her.
And the last thing, you know, we round up all the water warriors in the Castry, we all get on great, and we would go into a hotel or a bar, take over whatever bar.
Yeah.
And we would have them all mighty piss up, get pissed out of our heads, sing songs, and go out and a bang.
Right. Okay. That sounds like a good plan, by the way. That sounds like a good 24 hours, if you ask me. Why don't you stay awake for the whole thing?
Well, you want to be, when we had our sessions there, like right through the campaign, man, we had some great sessions.
By the way, maybe I was just thinking too, because Micheál Martin, I'm sure, has probably heard you on the radio on numerous occasions. Because I'm sure they do listen to radio every now and again in their spare time. And John, I'm sure, you know, you've been on every radio station, including all the ones in Cork as well, so he's probably heard you. And I'm sure he'd like to give you a good kick up in the arse if you had 24 hours left.
Maybe
you could bury the hatchet and you and Micheál and the lads, the water charge lads, could all just go out for a drink. Because Micheál wouldn't give a shite at that stage either, because he's only got 24 hours too.
Well, you see, like, I mean, if you mentioned the word hatchet, no, we've only 24 hours left. Like, I mean, he could be in there trouble.
But, I mean, I would imagine politicians themselves, we'd see their true colours, but we'd find out if they really care, if they give a shite. If they've only got 24 hours, so they're not going to go to the doll. They're not going to throw their suits on. They'll throw his jeans and his T-shirt on, and he'll go down to the hotel, which is, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, at that stage, I mean, like, there'd be no point, politicians, civilians, everyone would be the bloody same.
We'd all be the same, we've all of us 24 hours left. If Micheál Martin is listening, can you give us a call, Micheál? I'd like to know what you do if you're 24 hours left of the world. we promise we won't ask you a single question about COVID or anything to do with the government. We just want to know what you do.
The next time I must say this host, I'll ask him that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know what Micheál would do. I'd like to know what Leo would do.
Yeah.
I imagine he'd spend it with his husband. Or boyfriend. Well, is he married to him? I don't know. Is he married to the chap?
I don't think so.
No, no, a boyfriend. Yeah. Is he a boyfriend? Is Leo Varadkar, is he married to his boyfriend? No, he's not married.
No, I don't.
Long term partner, okay.
Yeah.
All right, stay there. Let me go to Tracy. Tracy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tracy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Tracy. Okay, 24 hours. What are you going to do?
I would go up in a hot air balloon with my husband at dawn to see the sunrise.
Oh.
And then spend the day with the rest of my family.
Right, that sounds like a nice romantic thing to do.
Yeah, we've seen the hot air balloons at dawn in Florida 14 years ago before we had the children, and he said we could do it now, but I'm terrified.
Right, and what were you terrified of? The height?
The height.
I've never been in a hot air balloon, but I'd say it's an experience to behold, because of course it's completely silent.
Yeah.
And you suddenly just rise up.
It'd be amazing, yeah.
And you're kind of relying on this balloon to keep you in the air.
Exactly.
And you're in a little basket.
Yeah, that's it. But you'd have nothing to lose. You've only 24 hours left.
Yeah, so what if it all goes wrong and you die? What difference does it make? Yeah, true. At least you spend the last few hours with the person you love.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's it.
Okay, do you think the world would go mad? Well, the world would go mad if we found out we had 24 hours. So of all the loonies out there, we think they could do what they want. And unfortunately, it might be a dangerous time as well. But do you think people would utilise the last 24 hours? I think most people would want to spend it with their partner.
Yeah. For me, it'd be all about my family.
Yeah.
My husband and my family. You know, that'd be it. But that would be something that he'd love to do and I'd love to do without being the overwhelming panic and fear.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And is there anywhere in Ireland you can go hot air ballooning? I don't know. Is there?
I don't know. We've seen a couple of hot air balloons before, but I don't know where.
I don't think I've ever seen one in Ireland. I've seen them in Florida, by the way, because I've seen them over there too. But I don't think I've ever seen one in Ireland.
Well, I'm sure you've probably got to go research, isn't it?
Yeah, John, would you like to go in a hot air balloon?
No, I wouldn't mind.
With Tracy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could go with your pal there, the one you're flirting with at the moment. You could go with her.
Yeah, get her up in the air, yeah.
Yeah, you never know what she's going to do up there, the two of you. Because at the best of times, you are full of hot air, John. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
I'm thinking I would be the same. I think I would like to spend it, obviously, you know, with my kids and obviously with my partner and the, you know, the people that you love. That's really who you want to be with, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
You mean, and do something with them. I would love to just, with myself and Karen, to do something if we had 24 hours. I don't know what we do now, to be honest, which I'd have to think about carefully so that we both enjoy it.
And hopefully it's a day we're good.
That's where the pub comes in, you see, like in the session. You see
the pub wouldn't interest me.
Well, no, but anyone that's on their own. You see, like, I mean, they can join the group in the pub and get pissed out of their head.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, let me go to Oisín as well. Oisín, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing, Oisín?
Noel, how are you, sir?
Yeah, Oisín, nice to talk to you.
No, absolutely. Same as yourself. I think if it's all going to hell, you know, it has to end at some stage.
Yeah.
I would much prefer to spend it with my two kids, watching movies.
Right.
Stuffing our face with popcorn.
Right.
And just basically, I don't know, just doing whatever they want to do.
Is that one of them in the background?
No, it's not.
That's one of mine.
Oh, that's one of yours, Tracy, is it? All right, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was having a say there, you know what I mean? He was probably saying, you're not going to spend it with me, Dad. But So you wouldn't watch movies for the whole 24 hours with popcorn with the kids, would you?
No. I don't know, going out, going for a cycle, getting ice creams. I don't know, simple, silly little things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ice creams would be free. You could just go to the local shop and take a few.
Well, you rob them.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't really be robbing because there'd be nobody there anyway. There'd be nobody in the shop. You could just walk in and take what you want.
Well, this is it, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd say a lot of people probably go out and kind of go, well, I'm getting locked out of my head.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do a heap load of drugs.
That's what John said, yeah. But he didn't say with the drugs. He said getting locked.
Yeah, you know. And me personally, I mean, I'm nine and a half years sober.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of going, no. I don't know. I just much prefer to be, call me old-fashioned. I'd much rather make sure my kids are okay and... You know,
look at us, we're all being really nice here tonight. Nobody has told me they want to rob a bank yet. As Ruth said, she wants to go skinny dipping, she wants to swim naked.
What's the point of robbing and getting the money, robbing the bank? No, she can't go anywhere with it.
I know, but it would just be fun, wouldn't it? do you know how to organise a really good heist?
Well, you know, a couple of JCBs and a forklift.
Yeah.
My lads, we're heading out, we're going to take about 15 ATMs, just for the hell of it.
Yeah, just for the crack, because it doesn't make any difference. The money will be no use to you anyway. But it's just the fun of it, like.
No, this is it. I mean, you can imagine the pandemonium, though.
It'll be like The Purge.
It would, seriously.
Oh, yeah, it would be dangerous, I think. There'd be just a free-for-all. There'd be a load of yabos out there waiting to kill people and everything.
It'd be mental.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
You want to kick him in the arse, too?
I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
He's in the White House with the wife.
Yeah.
And they had busted in the door, and he says, Mr. President, we've only an hour left, he said, because the missiles are coming and it's the end of the world, so you've an hour, we can't stop them, right? And the wife says, what are we going to do? And Joe Biden says, I know what we'll do, we'll make love. And she said, that's grand, but what do we do for the other 59 minutes?
There you go, John. Is that something out of your own life there you're taking there, is it? Yeah, maybe if that girl is listening, she shouldn't take you up on that offer.
Oh, it's a bad word, violin.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? I mean, there's life in the old dog yet, John, isn't there? You know what I mean? Well, I mean, John, how old are you, John? Because you're not as old as me, are you?
I am. I thought I'm 10 years almost older than you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in around the same age as younger than me.
No.
Okay. So what? Are you 67?
I will be shortly.
Okay. Oisín, you're a young man. You're only in your late 30s, are you?
What? I'm 46.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, then Tracy's the child here, then, I imagine.
I'm 42.
Yeah, see, there you go. She's the child in all this.
But so, in actual fact, Noel, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would spend it with Karen.
Oh, shit. Noel is in love.
No, of course Noel isn't. What's wrong with being in love?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
I'm just saying. Don't have a go at me over it.
There was one night there. I mean, was it Jim the taxi man or someone else? So they were giving out yards. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were saying you were too sappy and oh my God. Oh, no. Love.
I wouldn't dream of wanting to spend it with anybody else.
You're quite right.
Obviously, I'd say goodbye to other people that I love too. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, you know, and I'd have a little bit of time with them. But obviously, the majority of time would be spent with my partner and we'd decide what to do. We might go for a long walk on the beach.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, go for a nice walk on the beach just before the meteor hits.
You can actually watch it kind of cascading down, the water hitting you right in the face.
Yeah. You wouldn't. I mean, if the meteor hit us, you wouldn't even know about it. We'd be all dead in no time.
Well, you'd be vaporised, in fairness.
We would be vaporised, yeah. Probably, in fairness. You're right. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. I'm looking at some of your texts coming in. The number's 087-188-0008. 24 hours left. The meter is going to hit in 24 hours. What are you going to do? Go to a graveyard, and cook a barbecue steak and lay down with mum and dad. Okay, well, that's nice, obviously, that you love your parents that much, and sadly they've obviously passed away. excuse me. If the world was going to end in 24 hours, I would talk to someone or reach out to someone who I have wanted to talk to for a long time but never had the courage or chance. Okay. Very good. Doomsday stuff. Try another topic now. You're bringing everyone down, bud. It's fun. Just a quick curveball. It would be interesting if this 24-hour prediction was wrong and people had to live with whatever they had chosen to do, says Jake in Liverpool. Oh, never thought of that. Could you imagine? Imagine you went and kicked him in the arse. or you robbed the bank. And then all of a sudden, they come back on the news again and say, everything is fine, folks. The meteor changed direction.
I'm up on the side, Charles.
Yeah, absolutely. Or somebody has just told his missus he's leaving her or whatever. Yeah, that can all go wrong. Thanks to that, Jake, for sharing that with us. All right. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008. Let me look at your WhatsApps here as well. I have to go to somebody else in a second, but hold on. Let me see. You can take two there if you want to, by the way, Ruth. Let me see. I do apologise. I should have brought my glasses. This is awful. Dermot, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, Dermot?
Hello, boy. How are you?
Hello, boy.
From Cork, obviously. Yeah?
No, I'm not.
Good man.
Yeah, John is from Cork. He'll talk John to you in Cork only.
Yeah, John is on the radio morning, noon and night.
Oh, stop day. It. Yeah, I know. Which I know. You'd be sick listening to him, wouldn't you?
I know.
The world according to John. Do you know what? We get emails and complaints from people from Cork saying, would you please stop putting that eejit on the air? It's embarrassing for the people of Cork.
Pretty much. Well, I tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
After all the years, and I tell you something, I was one the most controversial caller to start there. People in this town who started off their careers in radio, and they now want to know me on the local programmes, like you mean, and they pass you in the street.
Oh, right. That's bad form, isn't it?
Isn't it bad form? And by Christ, I tell you, when they needed me, I was there for them.
No, I appreciate you, John.
I know you
We did go through a spell about 2 years ago where we didn't talk to each other for 6 months.
That was over the 1916.
Yeah, that was over the men of 1916. Yeah, sorry.
That's about 5 or 6 years ago. More
was it? Yeah. Okay. Dermot, sorry, what would you do? 24 hours to live.
Well, before you go, what we call John and Cock now is the water charges, man.
The water charges. I thought you were going to say a langer. But
No, he's known as a langer.
A langer.
A langer.
So, Darren, what you 24 hours left in this planet. What would you do?
I'd go for a swim with Una Healy or ask her for a swim.
Una Healy?
Down in Glengariff, the girl from the Saturdays.
Have you got a bit of a thing for Una Healy?
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. Are you mad or what?
Are you serious? She is a nice looking lady, all right. I grant you that. She might not be interested in you, Dermot, to be honest with you, but I'm sure she's better things to be doing with her last 24 hours than going for a swim with you.
How do you know?
Well, no, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Una Healy is interested in you. I don't know.
You could be very well wrong.
I could. You could be a stunning looking bloke, Dermot. You know, you could be just what Una Healy was looking for.
Down in Glengariff. You want to see it? I left Cork today at 8 o'clock and I bought a hat down in Quills in Glengariff.
Right. You bought a hat?
A hat. A feathered hat. Real stunning looking, y'all.
Oh, right. What is it? Like a trilby with a feather in it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you always wear a hat?
No, not really.
So what made you buy a hat?
I just saw it there last week when I was over my sister and I just said,
that's a suit me.
A beautiful looking young just as I said about Una Healy.
That's how Una Healy would love you in your new hat. Yeah. And have you ever written to Una Healy? I don't mean stalked her now. I mean, have you ever written to her to tell her how great you think she is?
Still on Facebook.
I sent her on her Instagram page. I just, you know, the odd thing.
Do you, the odd message?
Absolutely stunning. Oh, impression.
Yeah. And do you think she's a good singer as well, obviously?
I don't know about that. She's a good, entertainer.
So you're not interested in her singing, you're just interested in her.
No, she was very good. She was on the Today Show there down in Cork with Dahi and, you know, when
the other woman, Dahi and Maura.
and she took over a couple of times, and she was so pleasant and so natural. It was unbelievable. I said she's just...
Yeah, she is a nice... She's a very pleasant girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anybody else, like, anybody else take your fancy, Dermot, in your new hat?
Gillian Anderson, that'd be about it.
Oh, from The X-Files?
Yeah.
Now, she sounds like she might be more your age, by the way, with the greatest respect.
I was about to say
Jesus
the same
Christ,
thing.
Man, yeah. Where are you coming from?
How old are you, Dermot?
What is she doing?
What?
How old are you?
How old did you think I am?
I don't want to insult you.
58.
Go on, have a guess.
From your voice, I'm guessing 48.
Well, I'm 56 going on 35.
Right, okay. Well, I wasn't too far off. You're 56. So Una would be a fair bit younger than you. Una's only in her 30s.
Yeah, but I got in for an operation tomorrow and I might be a new man.
Right, okay, and the hat will suit you better then. Sorry, John.
Right, the best to look at that.
Yeah, with a hat.
No, with the operation.
Oh, with the operation. What are you going to get done, by the way, Dermot?
I have to get the old camera on my throat, and I'm very nervous about it. Absolutely fucking shit.
Oh, right, okay. And what way? Have you got a stomach ulcer?
No, it's a problem swallowing food.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry, guys, for cutting across. I've had that twice.
Which, the...
The camera down your throat.
Right, okay.
And it is not pleasant.
Don't say that to him.
Jesus
Christ.
Sorry,
you have to tell him that.
It is not pleasant.
No, it's not nice. But, but it's not going to kill you.
No, it's not. No, it's just unpleasant. It's kind of you get a reflux and you feel like you're going to,
gag.
But you're...
Yeah, sorry, John.
Yeah, look, they give you a local kind of anaesthetic, like, and I got it done before there. And look, it's no problem. It'll be over before you realise it.
Yeah, be over before you know it, Dermot.
Oh, God.
All right, before you go there, I just want to tell you something. You know this COVID test, you have to get the test before you go into hospital?
Yeah.
I have a problem with my nose, you know, my polyps.
Right.
And if they start bleeding, they bleed for about 4 hours. Oh, God.
Right. But they can do the one down your throat as well now, can't they?
Yeah, exactly. I rang up the hospital and I said, I have a problem. So if anybody has a problem with their polyps, you don't have to put it up your nose.
No, you can
they
put it to the back of your throat.
Yeah.
So you're having difficulty swallowing what food, is it? Or just when you swallow, when you're talking or whatever?
Food, yeah.
All right, okay. And is it painful?
It gets stuck in my back. And you nearly choke to death, like.
All right, okay. So obviously there's a narrowing of your throat somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully it's nothing too serious, Dermot. Hopefully
I'll pass that on to Una Healy anyway.
I'll tell Una. Maybe she'll pop in and see you in hospital.
She'll massage your throat for you.
She'll send you a get well soon card. The obsession with Una Healy is a little bit unhealthy with the greatest respect, Dermot.
There's nothing unhealthy about cocks.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, you sound like a lovely man and Una's no reason to be worried, but I'm saying that.
No.
Yes.
You should realise, you see, we're a harbour town, you see, we're very near the sea air, like, and it makes all the cockfellas randy.
Right, okay. Well, you reckon the sea air has affected them?
Oh, yeah, all of us, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Whereabouts in Cork are you from, Dermot?
Bishopstone.
Is that near the sea?
Well, it's next to the River Lee, like.
You are more familiar with the geography than I would be.
The Carrigrohane Strait, out by the Kingsley Hotel.
Oh, I know where that is. Yeah, okay, all right, I know where you are now. All right, okay.
Yeah, Bantry's a gorgeous place.
Yeah, well, look, good luck with it tomorrow, Dermot. All right, I appreciate you coming on the air. Thanks very much, Dave. And I'll pass your regards on to Una Healy. By the way, apart from being with Una Healy, is there anything else you'd like to do in the 24 hours with your hat on your head?
Catch a 24-pound sea bass.
Right. So what? Go out in a trawler?
Here's water shell, just...
No, off the coast. You can't catch a sea bass out in a trawler.
Can you? Where would you get a sea bass? Come on.
Garrettstown, I'd say.
Off the pier?
Yeah.
There's no pier in Garrettstown.
Right, okay.
John O'Donovan would tell you that. He's a great man out for around the coast of Cork, I'd say.
Right. Have you been to Garrettstown, John?
I haven't, did you? You can, another good place is Inch Bay, down by Whitecash. You get good bass down there as well.
I used to bring my kids fishing years ago. Have you ever done that, Oisin? Have you ever gone fishing?
I have. I used to go down to Foynes. Obviously, you know, the usual kind of Hoth, Bray.
Yeah, I did the Hoth thing, but I never, all I ever got was a cold.
Yeah,
Never caught a fish.
No, no, we used to get, pardon the pun, we used to catch quite a lot of crabs.
Yeah, well, my father used to bring me when I was a kid. Yeah, I know you. Yeah, you caught crabs, not from going fishing, but... But no, my father used to bring me the Howth when I was a kid, and you'd catch mackerel. But they're all gone since they've reconstructed the harbour in Howth. They're gone now.
Yeah, no, in fairness, I used to catch mackerel years ago. Now, that was, honest to God, down in Howth or Bray, right?
Yeah.
Depending on how far out you went. And I used to bring you like a little gas stove.
Yeah.
And you'd chop and tail them. You'd cut them. You'd clean them out in the salt water.
Might need them there and then, like?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Ah, but just stop. I never ate them.
No, seriously.
No, I couldn't eat something after seeing it alive.
I don't know. It's not that hard, really. You just bring a fairly large knife with you. And you dump, dump.
No, I can't. I couldn't.
No, say ass stop.
Ass stop.
Genuinely.
I see. I'm not like a vegan or a vegetarian or anything like that. But if I see animals alive, I can't. I couldn't eat them. I'd feel bad. I actually feel guilty.
Why'd you eat them when they're dead? So.
Well, that's because no, I haven't seen them being killed. Like, I'll have me Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nobody show me the chicken beforehand. Like, if I went to KFC and they hung the chicken in a cage outside and showed it to me alive and then went in and said, okay, what would you like now? Would you like an old chicken fillet? I'd say no, because I don't want him.
Would you like a chicken? You know, hung by
I went to a wedding about 6 years ago and it was a two-day event. You know the way the weddings are two-day events. It was a wedding one day and a barbecue the next in the hotel, right? And they had this little pig in a pen outside on the first day. His name was Alf, and the farmer was there with him. And I go, he's lovely. And I was rubbing him and everything. And he says, yeah. And I was asking him how old he was and blah, 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 blah. Next day, I went down for the barbecue, and he's on a spit.
Oh, my God.
And the farmer, the guy, he says to me, would you like a bit of pulled pork? I said, you're having a laugh. I said, I was rubbing the lad yesterday. Why would I want to eat him today? I mean, I felt really bad. I felt so guilty. And they were all around, all loads of people with their little dishes of pulled pork. And I was looking at them all going, you animals, you crazy people. That little thing was running around the field yesterday having a ball.
Yeah, no, in fairness, you go with your plate, your knife and fork, you're starving, right?
Yeah.
In fairness to you, I'd be the same. I'd be kind of going,
I know, yeah.
What the hell is that?
So that poor little pig only had 24 hours.
Yeah.
Dermot, that pig only had 24 hours to live and he didn't get to see you in a Healy. So, I mean... Lads, lovely talking to you all right?
Yeah, good man.
Ruth the vegan, my producer, is now traumatized by this whole conversation. We'll talk to her in a minute about it. All right, thanks, lads. All right. Yeah, lots of suggestions, by the way, coming in. A lot of people, by the way, saying they want to do things to other people. That's not what I was asking for, by the way. Somebody says, Niall, I'm going on a holiday to Florida. Who is going to bring you on a plane? If everybody knows the world is going to end in 24 hours, not just you, who's going to bring you? There will be no pilot.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.